The views and opinions of the host and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Grand Bahama News, Marcos Pizza, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Popeyes, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you. Why'd you have to leave so soon, yeah? Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to leave me when I needed you the most? Cause I don't really know how to tell you without feeling much worse. I'm at a place where it's always gonna hurt. Carry on. Give me all the strength I
need. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous Friday afternoon. We got to give him that kind of a send-off, almost like a Viking send-off. This ain't about Valhalla. It's about being able to give your portion. Your part with all your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, today we commemorate the life that was Obadiah Hercules Welchkin. We're going to take the time out today to give nothing but commemorations, calls, contributions, small stories about his life and his portion. I'm grateful for the opportunity. I really am. I want you guys to participate. And in the spirit of decency, everyone has to be under 2 minutes. Because I know that there's a tremendous amount of persons who want to get in there. We're going to genuflect for some men and women who want to be able to give us a call live. And we do have some pre-recordings that are absolutely amazing. I would love you to be able to participate in this. 323-6232. 325-4259. The very first in commemorations that we want to be able to bring to the forefront and speak to the Bahamian people is none other than former Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis. Dr. Minnis, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Dr. Minnis. I appreciate you taking the time out to say a few words about Obadiah Welchkin.
Well, I am honored to say a few words about Obi. And what I would say is that Obi was a patriot who loved his country. And he had a distinguished career in journalism, helping to build Broadcasting Corporation of Bahamas. Over his many years there, and I would have met Obi in the mid-80s, when I was a student at the University of West Indies studying medicine, Obi came down, and he also was a student. He was studying, and we got to know each other. And he used to send by my house this great regularity to visit us. We would talk about broadcasting because he had a strong conviction and dedication for the advancement of broadcasting and communication. But we never spoke about politics. We only spoke about futuristic things. He was a dedicated member of Parliament who did his best to help his constituents both in West End and Bimini. And he served with dedication as Minister of Tourism during the Christie administration and most recently Minister of Social Services during the Davis administration. He was one of the most charismatic individuals I have seen in the great county. And Obi had a way of attracting individuals to him and them sincerely appreciating, loving him, and believing in him. I must say that he had given his life to public service. The country was made better by his efforts. But when was able to get along with people across the political divide, I would definitely miss him in Parliament. Anytime I thought I was taking a risk going down a deserted road while debating, I would look at Obi and watch his movement. And I would know whether or not I would be challenged aggressively. But what was most outstanding about his debate, I thought he was one of the better debaters in Parliament. He was one of those who would argue your point, even though you know you brought forth the facts. But he was able to cause you to doubt what you're saying with his argument. And that is the excellent debater who can make another debater doubt his own words or doubt his own argument. Obi's death was a tragedy. And he had so much more to offer to the people of the Bahamas and so much more to offer to the young politicians in Parliament and the young ones coming up. And Obi was someone who would stand up for Bahamians and the Bahamian interest. So I want to extend condolence to the family of Obi Biscom on behalf of myself, my wife, and my family. He would greatly be missed. I would think concurrently, always about Obi's participation in Parliament, and he will greatly be missed, especially by me.
Dr. Hubert Minnis, we thank you so very kindly for your contribution.
Thank you very much, Howard.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, my brother. Thank you so kindly. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what you're going to hear today. A great deal of neutrality. A very clear understanding that contribution to national growth and development pushes past any political divide. I want you to hear something from my friend, Adrian. He has been railing over the past few weeks. And I wanted to encapsulate his story. Take a listen.
I just want to say thank you, man, to all the persons who have spent so many thank yous and so many reports on the effect and the impact that Obi Biscom would have had on their lives. I spent in excess of 30 plus years with Biscom. Started out at ZMS as a youngster who, Obi Biscom was a young man filled with a desire and ambition towards leadership, but he was filled with excellence. And one of the things that we discussed even in recent times is the war that has taken place between excellence and mediocrity. We wanted to close that gap, the gap between excellence and mediocrity, and ensure that excellence would have won. I met Obi Biscom in 1984 and in 1989. We really became close because I was assigned to a project called Operation PUSH, People United to Save Humanity. P. Nelson Mandela. I was a part of that team that traveled all over the world with Jesse Jackson, Andrew Young, and many of the other top politicians in America as Operation Push went on a mission along with Lyndon Pinley to cause Nelson Mandela to become a free man after his time in Peoria in South Africa. Obi Uchun was a great orator, reporter, slash, he was a great mentor, he was a researcher, reader. His desire to see people get better seemed to be at the heart of his existence. The reality of Obi Uchun passing has not set in. What has become normal for me and what has caused me to be able to endure all of it. I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit say to me, it's never about the deportation, but the impartation that causes life to go forward. Just before Obi died on Monday morning, we spoke on Sunday night, and he shared some thoughts about Alfie's Hawk Pendleton becoming a sports legend or going in the legend's walk. Wanted to give condolences to Keith Bell and his wife Clara on the passing of his wife Clara. He was in social service, and he fell in love with the people that he had to serve, his customers, his staff. He fell in love with the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, Philip Brave Davis. He wanted to serve the people. I'll tell you that 3 weeks prior to his death, Uchun said he will never lose West End again. He said he will die for the people in West End. He died in West End. The great part of the culture of Uchun is that he didn't impression from a distance. He came up close to make an impact. And it was one thing I think he would want all of his colleagues and all his friends to know, that you just can't live and breathe. You got to do something to make Bahamas different, make it better. He quoted Sir Lyndon Pinley often, and the reason why he quoted him so often is because Sir Lyndon told him that you're going to be a great leader. He said, you have three things, Sir Lyndon told him. You have the head, you have the heart, and you have the stomach. Obi Uchun had the head, the heart, and the stomach. I believe that he left too soon, but it's not up to me to decide when someone will serve at the sovereign will of God. He served at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. Obi Uchun got his swagger back before he died. He got the ultimate job before he died. He was in charge of broadcasting. He came in with broadcasting, and that's how he left. But I want to say thank you to all of you who are listening today. Thank you. Guys, my name is Adrian Francis, and I am delighted to share some thoughts on my good friend Obadiah Hercules Uchun.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky, gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a solemn day. But beyond the sheer solemn nature of this day and being able to recognize a giant of a man that's passed away, that has been that in many, many, many of our eyes has been is gone too soon, I think it's very important for us to understand that this is celebration. To know that the collective can come together and speak with strength and know a conviction to the life that was Obadiah Hercules Wilscombe, I think it places us in a position that we should aspire and continue to be able to move with strength towards fulfilling the purpose that we've been called to. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Aedes aegypti mosquito that carries the dengue fever virus needs water to lay eggs and breed. Check tires, buckets, garbage cans, bottles, and even bottle caps, bromeliads, or anything around or inside your home where water can collect. Be sure to cover or turn over containers that have to remain outside. Fight the bite. Check your yard regularly to help protect you and your family from dengue fever. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We hear and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
It's the Battle of the Bras, sponsored by Canute, and you decide who wins. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so strap on your gloves and join the fight. It's easy. Just download the Canute app, vote for Mammogram Access Program, the Grand Bahama Cancer Society, or Sister Sister, or go to the Battle of the Bra event page on Facebook and vote. Each vote is just $5. Polls open on October 2nd and close on October 26th. Vote as many times as you want. You can even vote for all three. It's the Battle of the Bra. The winner will be announced on Friday, October 27th at the Pink Lotus Affair at Blair House.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky, gone too soon.
Hi, my name is Dr. Carlos Reed. I'm the CEO of the Hope Center, also a consultant with the Ministry of National Security. The Honorable Obie Wedgecombe, his death really impacted my life, but I believe that his life impacted it more. Because there was never a time that I ever came in contact with him that he didn't have something to say. You know, he was not always somebody that was serious, but it ended up like with something that was sustainable when the conversation was done. So we start off like cracking each other. At the end of the day, was always something that he left with me, you know. So here's the way that he spoke, commanded attention, and I believe that he was one of my number one fans. He believed in the work that I was doing, and this go way, way back. There was never a street basketball classic that I could remember that he didn't attend. He played in one of the games, and was a fan of the work that we were doing. So his life meant something to me. His death really bothered me. I never thought that this would be the season that he would leave us, you know, but to his family, to his colleagues, to the entire Bahamas, I want to extend my condolences. And I want his family to know that his life touched so many people, including mine. You know, Dr. Miles Monroe once penned, "The greatest tragedy in life is not death, but life without a purpose." And I believe that we all could agree that the Honorable Obie Wedgecombe, life was a purpose-driven one. So again, condolences to every person, everybody that was impacted by his life.
I think when we look at Obadiah Hercules Wedgecombe, I think that his name really is a true reflection of who he is. He certainly was a Herculean figure in terms of his contributions to improving tourism, social services, his contributions to improving the lives of many persons on an individual and a personal level. I've known Mr. Wedgecombe, the late Mr. Wedgecombe, for many years. had an intimate, first-hand conversation with him. As a matter of fact, just the week prior to his passing. During that particular conversation, I think that my life would have been eternally impacted by the things he shared. More specifically, Obi and I hosted a town meeting in Bimini that spoke to the improving of the Red Island community, more specifically a new airport. And I watched with great admiration during a town meeting when the late minister would have gotten up there and he would have spoken the passion that he had again for his beloved Bimini and how he wanted to see their lives significantly improved. I was totally blown away by the level of respect that he would have had on his people as a politician. He was a person who truly loved to see his community, his constituency improve. But what really became more impactful for me was the day after the town meeting. We traveled again. He asked me to share a vehicle with him. We went to the ferry boat, had a meaningful conversation. We went to the airport, and our flight on that particular day was delayed by some 1 hour. Mr. Roscom sat with me the entire time and poured his heart out. He would have spoken again about his contributions to tourism, how he wanted to see the country improved. He sat with me like a big brother to a little brother and told me with great passion how significant my role was again as the director of aviation and the deputy director general of tourism, and shared with me nuggets how we cannot squander the opportunity that God gave us to improve the lives of Bahamians. We spoke for well over an hour and 15 minutes. The following weekend, we had a conversation again at an event that was hosted by Bishop Neil Ellis. And Minister Wilson held me, I call, captive for 30 minutes again, pouring out his heart about the importance of national service. And now we ought to always remember that we are only passing this way for a moment. We must do all that we possibly can do to improve the lives of others that we come into contact with. I believe that though those times were divinely ordained by God for me to spend those moments with Minister Wilson, I'll never forget again the things we shared, how we spoke as a true servant. I've often had this quote that if you are too big to serve, you are too small. Obi was a servant of the people. He was a servant leader. I'll never forget again his contributions to tourism, social services, his community. But most of all, I'll never forget how he poured into me in his last days as a mentor and as a friend. He will be sorely missed. Of course, our loss on earth is heaven's gain. Obi is truly fitting to be called, in my view, a national hero. I have tremendous respect for him, and I pray that his soul will continue to rest in peace. Dr. Kenneth Roma, the Bahamas' Director of Aviation and Deputy Director General of Tourism.
See you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I
it
see
is
you
a wonderful thing to know across the spectrum in both personal and professional lives that we can find men and women to be able to speak, I tell you, with no uncertainty about the strength and character of a man. No matter whether you agree or not with their politics, you cannot deny their contribution. And I think that's extremely important that we take the time to identify these things and talk about that. I want to be able to pour into, take the time out, guys, you know the lines, and give you a few moments to be able to do this if you want to be able to participate in this. I want you to hear a little something from my very good friend and former leader of the Democratic National Alliance, none other than Branville McCartney.
Ooh. Granville McCartney. Just like to express my condolences on the passing of Obie Wilchcombe. Obie was what I would describe as a nationalistic politician who was a scholar of Bahamian politics. And indeed, he exemplified his love for the Bahamas and Bahamian people. Personally, I found Obie to be a gentleman extraordinaire. And I guess you could describe him as a people's person. You know, I certainly would like to send my condolences out to his family, friends, and indeed the nation at large. We have certainly lost a true Bahamian, son of the soil. And may his soul rest in peace.
And it's a wonderful thing, man. There's absolutely no denying Obadiah Wilchcombe. Grateful for the opportunity to kind of pour into it and to have this kind of a clear conversation about his piece, his portion. As we get deeper into it, you're going to hear some, man, these are some stories that blew my mind. I sat back last evening and did a couple editing. And in the midst of editing those things, was blown away by these stories. Blown away by the proximity, the relationship, the longevity, the commitment, and the consistency in from one man or woman to another. Continuing to be able to speak with clarity and strength. I want to be able to talk to my good cousin. It's my good cousin. You guys know him from the Cooling Waters. You know him. When you hear his voice, I know you're ready to sing and jump and dance. But he has had very close proximity in West Meaning to Obadiah Wilchcombe, none other than Lloyd Chubby Grant. My brother.
Yes, yes. Pleasant afternoon to you, man. How are you?
Just let everybody know who you are and give me one of those short stories and tell me about your relationship with Obie Wilchcombe.
Well, pleasant afternoon to all of your listeners. Pleasant afternoon, Bahamas. My name is Lloyd Grant. I work very, very closely with our Member of Parliament. This is a difficult task today. I'm just going from the viewing, signing the book, and trying to do some other things. And it's really, really wearing on me. And that's because of the kind of relationship that we've had. I served as his campaign manager in the last general election. And I followed him, stayed close to him, because Minister Wilchcombe had a plan and a vision unlike any other for the West Grand Bahama and Bimini constituency. He was a very, very serious man, but he had a way of causing people to understand that seriousness in a not-so-serious way, which made him vulnerable, which made him the great member of parliament that he was. But we're going to miss him, and it's useless to think of who's going to fill that shoe. I don't think anyone can. That's a shoe that's going to go down with the minister, and I don't think you'll find another. You can perhaps find other people who can come and do some stuff that we would certainly appreciate, but there will never be another Obadiah Hercules Wilchcombe. And the events of the 25th of September would forever be etched in our minds. And I would tell you, Howard, we had this thing where Obie's favorite number was 10 for some reason. I think that was one of the things he got from his mentor, Sir Lyndon. And every time something special happened that added up to 10, he would get on the phone and call and say, listen, you ain't paying attention, man. Listen in. And he would go with his calculations and it'll all equal to 10. And if Obie knew that he was going to die, he would perhaps have called me on the 25th day of September, the morning, that he was supposed to come by me. As a matter of fact, I never did because of his passing. and something would have happened on the 25th because 2 times 5 is 10. I never got that call because Obi was found unresponsive on that day. But I can certainly, for the rest of my life, remember that same number 10 was the day that Obi passed away. Like many of the other things that he did in his constituency, his final days were there. And I can certainly say to your listeners everywhere, wherever they are, that Obi took his flight and went on to be with his master. And Obi left behind a lot of nuggets that if they are used, I believe that our country would only be better for it. And so it's up to the rest of us to pick up the pieces of the puzzle that he laid in Parliament, that he laid on the campaign trail, that he laid in his meeting on the day before he passed with his constituents in West Grand Bahama, that he certainly laid with the Women's Branch here in Freeport, Grand Bahama. If we can pick those pieces of the puzzle and try to put them together as best we can, I believe that our country is because Obi Dyer, Hercules, those come past.
My good cousin, I appreciate you. I appreciate you, and I know that you're going through right now, and I thank you. I thank you so much for being able to give us that nugget. It blew my mind with the 10. Talk to me. But these are the stories that we're hearing. I appreciate you. I know you're going down the West End right now. Enjoy yourself, and I'll give you a call a little later.
Blessings to all, man.
Blessings to you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was none other. One love. I know him.
Listen, I try to do my best in service. I try to live the best I can. When I try to do the right thing, there is double on every hand.
Yes, good afternoon, good evening. Howard Grant. Yeah, this is Clement Penn here. Clement Penn, our senior, MCM for the Free National Movement. Yes, and as we reflect on Obi Dyer, Viscom, I remember Obi in his early days coming in the ZNS. I lived in Freeport at the time. Okay, I watched Obi in those playing football, the American Football League. He was a big fan, you know, in his early days of working in ZNS and doing news coverage. And, you know, as he became a minister, you know, and went into politics, Obi was a fella, he never changed. He was always the same way. He see you, he greet you, he laugh, you know, he talks with you, he shakes your hand. He was always that type of a person, you know, a people's person. Okay, a couple of years ago when he was the Minister of Tourism, I remember him greeting me there at the elevator in the Ministry of Tourism, me and my brother, Kitchener. You know, Obi, we spent a lot of time down in West End. I have nieces and nephews, so I always knew Obi and a lot of the people in the Western community. Obi, just here, I mean, it's such a shock to know that he had passed, because me and him talked not so long ago. I met him over at the Prime Minister's office, and we talked. Okay, we were supposed to get together on some things, but it never happened. There never a chance for it to happen, but he was always a very, very, very nice person. and welcoming. In fact, some of my family members is also Obi family members. Okay, we have George Smith, okay, who's like my first cousin, is also the cousin of Obi. Continue. Okay, and how?
Yeah, know, just give condolences and okay. Rest in peace. That's it. And you.
Okay, yes, and Howard, you know, I would love at this time to give condolences to his children, his family members, and the whole West End community. You know, because you see, God knows what he has done and what he's doing. God makes no mistakes. Okay, and Obi, God did not choose to take Obi no place else, but in West End home, where he will be going back to be laid at rest back home into West End, where people and the people of West End and Grand Bahama appreciate him, okay, and love him.
My name is Leonard Williams, former assistant general manager at Batelco for Grand Bahama and Bimini, twice CEO of the BTC, and twice elected chairman of the Caribbean Association of National Telecommunications Organizations, better known as CANTO, and now serving as the Bahamas ambassador to the International Telecommunication EU. The year was 1968. The Honorable Arthur Fuchs was the minister responsible for BTC. He canceled the management contract that the previous government had given to Page Communications because they said Bahamians were not qualified to manage Batelco, and he appointed for his all-Bahamian executive management team. That year, as a teenager and junior technician, I was transferred from Nassau to Grand Bahama as the second Bahamian technician in Grand Bahama. Julian Allen was the first. All the other technicians were expats at the time. That is where I met Mr. Jackson Wilkham, Obi's father. He was one of only two Black Bahamian managers at the time at Batelco. I believe Mrs. Adeline Major would have been the deputy chief operator. Because he was the manager of Telegraph Department and I was a teletype technician, we interacted daily. There were no fax machines or cellular phones and no automated phones in 8 Mile Rock. Grand Bahama Telephone Company, Contel, owned the telephone services in Freeport in Grand Bahama. Mr. Jackson Wilkham had two huge pictures in his office, Queen Elizabeth II and Prime Minister Lyndon Penland. I was there in 1969 for the Banner Break speech. I was in his office the day after the Lewis Yard incident to hear from the horse's mouth what happened. Mr. Jackson Wilkham led PLP. I did not get to know Obi until he was at ZNS, and even more so when he became minister. He never called me by my name. As Minister of Tourism, he was involved in many of BTC's projects. In 2004, with the Honorable Bradley Roberts, Minister, BTC introduced GSM technology. Minister Wilkham approached BTC because many tourists coming to the country from Europe and from Verizon complained that they could not roam. So BTC introduced a CDM, a mobile network for tourists, inbound roaming only. He was a great supporter when BTC went to the cabinet to get permission to build the fiber optic submarine cable connecting 14 islands of the Bahamas, including Bimini. With his support, BTC built a Wi-Fi mesh network downtown Nassau to do location-based services. Many of the access points are still intact and radiating on the light poles on Bay Street and in the front of Breezes Hotel next to Bahama to this very day. He allowed BTC a presence at the cruise port and to put steps on Bay Street leading to the BTC store on Bay Street in the old Mike's Shoe Store building. He assisted BTC in hanging an ad banner in Concourse D, American Airlines, of the Miami International Airport. He supported BTC's advertisement on the jet at the Lyndon Penland Airport. He supported BTC's advertisement on the headrest of Bahamas Airlines. BTC supported Tourism Week while he was minister. As CEO, I had him address the BTC executive team a number of times on how he expected BTC to support his ministry. On a personal note, he had my son LeBron's to work at the Ministry of Tourism office in Atlanta. LeBron graduated valedictorian of his engineering class and valedictorian of his cinematography degree class. He used LeBron's skills to do in-house work that had been outsourced by the ministry. My last one-on-one conversation with Minister Wisdom just a few weeks ago was about the independence celebration and where we had come in the last 50 years. He wanted LeBron to do some work for him and asked me to get LeBron to connect with him. When he was minister, I would always go to his office at 6 a.m. in the morning to sit with him. When he told me about his time in prison, I understood his loyalty, I understood his pain and suffering, I understood his courage, his commitment and compassion, and I also understood his love for country. He was one of a kind, a giant of a man, a game changer. On behalf of the Williams family and my wife Nancy, who attended QC with him, I express our deepest condolences and sincere sympathies to the family and pray that the Almighty God will grant them rest in peace and rise in glory.
Hey, good morning. This is Elvis Andrew Hepburn, a dear friend of Obadiah Hercules Wilscombe, that we've been friends from the day he stepped foot into ZNS, A10 Radio, ZNS Northern Service, in the summer of 1975. And we've been very good friends from there. I miss him daily, and we'll continue to cherish his memories.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
We've been with you from the very start. Primetime Sporting Experiences. From one goal to the next, you can count on us for full access to the best sports channels at home or on the go. Make Rev your only choice. Visit Rev.bs. Every match, every game, every moment. Rev, your home for sports.
America completely run out of it.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95. Including that, this Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky, gone too soon.
Hello, my name is Verne Grant, former Member of Parliament for the West and for the 8 Mara constituency. I had the pleasure of working along with Obi in the House of Assembly during the period of 2007 to 2012. And I have quite a number of fond memories about Obi. One or two of them would be during the period of the housing crisis in America and the recession that we were going through, and how we had to work together in the community to ensure that our people were taken care of, to cut our own salaries to accommodate the crisis in our own country. And Obi and I worked very closely together to ensure that some of our folks would have been taken care of. And I also remember Obi as being one who was very instrumental in helping me to understand the politics of being in the House of Assembly, the responsibilities of being there in the House. He was one of the few persons who came to the rescue to teach me as a new or a novice on what is required to work in the House of Assembly and what were some of the expectations. I appreciated that, and I think Obi and I got a real close bond during that period, because it was a time when there weren't many women in the House, and I kind of gravitated to those who would have been there a little longer. And he was one of those who were very helpful. And besides, he was right next door to my constituency, because we shared the constituency more or less. And so I will miss Obi, because he's been a wonderful friend and a mentor to me, Verne, personally. And I pray for his family, and I extend on behalf of my family, my husband and my children, our deepest condolences to his family, and we pray that God will continue to strengthen them as the days progress, as it might get harder, but we know that God is able to bring to all of you. May God continue to bless you, and I will miss Obi tremendously.
Shining, sparkling, and splendidly bright, here one day. One night, like the loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon, gone too soon. Like a castle built upon a sandy beach, gone too soon. Like a perfect flower that is just beyond your reach, gone too soon.
This first hour has been amazing. The consistency. Y'all don't talk good about me like this, eh? Say some good things about a decent man. Talk to me. It's an amazing thing that we learn so much about the life that was, when it becomes the life that was. Today we're talking all about Obadiah Wolfscombe. On the next half, we're going to have conversations from some of his cabinet colleagues and former leaders of the opposition. We're going to talk to him about persons who are very close to him in the community. And we're going to get into it. Let me take this commercial break. The lines are open. If you want to be able to give a commemoration, if you have a story, an idea, I'd love to hear from you. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720. Let's take this commercial break, get to news, and be back after this.
Evening sky, gone too soon. Like a rainy in the twinkling of an eye,
too soon.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
The roses aren't as pretty. The sun isn't quite as high. Birds don't sing as sweet of a lullaby. The stars seem a little, clouds just a little more gray. And it feels like things won't ever be the same. Heaven got another angel tonight. You left this world behind. Heaven got a little better today.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company on this laid-back Friday. I think it's more of a salute that we're going to be giving to the life that was Obadiah Wolschcombe and the impact that continues to linger, the residue for all of us to understand that even in the intangible, there is tangibility for us to take away and find ourselves growing and moving in the direction that we were called to. It's an amazing thing how you can be able to look from afar off and make an assessment about someone's life. Assume, based upon their posture, their position, and how they move, that this is what they're all about. Until you get these stories of interactions. Until you get these stories that actually speak to the contribution that these men and women would have made during their time here. I want you to hear movement and member of parliament for some 20 years. Tommy Turnquest, right here.
I wish to offer condolences to the family of the late O.B. Wolschcombe, who I've known for over 40 years. He is been someone I would call a friend, someone I've jostled with over the years. I remember my earliest days as a torchbearer, and he at ZNS, but well known who he supported. And in those early days, while he still was a broadcaster, he always said to me, and I remember very vividly one time being in Grand Bahama, we were both attending an event, and he said to me, "One day, you and I are going to be on opposite sides. Let's see who gets to the top first." And we laughed about it. But really, Obi has been a part of my family in the sense that he and my wife were high school classmates. And so that was always a topic of conversation that we had. And then when the late B.J. Nottage, he was leader of the House in 2007, leader of opposition business in the House, and I was leader of government business in the House. And then in 2000, challenged Perry Christie for the leadership of the PLP. And following that, there was a change, and he resigned as leader of opposition business. And the then leader of the opposition, Perry Christie, appointed Obi Wolschcombe. And so he and I worked very closely together and got even closer as we had to work together to get the business of the House together. And so it was interesting to see him move from the time when he served as leader of opposition business and myself as leader of government business to just prior to his death serving as leader of government business. Obi loved serving the people of the Bahamas. He loved being in politics. I often teased him to say, you know, one day you should be like me and retire. But, you know, he loved doing what he was doing. And I was happy for him. It really was a shock to learn of his passing. And there are no words to really express that. A loss to the Bahamas. Obi wanted to do so much more. And so I really offer my sincerest condolences to that of my wife, Sean, Obi's classmate, my family, and indeed to say that, you know, the family remains in our prayers, and we give thanks for having Obi and Obi in our lives and having an opportunity to work with him. Tommy Turnquest, I served in the Parliament for 20 years. I served with Obi. He and I jostled back and forth, but we always remained civil. We always kept the focus on the common good, doing what's best for the people.
Sense of consistency. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to take a few telephone calls right here in-house and afford persons that same privilege of being able to, you know, capture their voices in the annals of time to say that you spoke in this moment. Let me go to the phone lines. I think we got Anton. Anton, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Hi. Pleasant good afternoon in the circumstances, Howard. How you doing?
All is well.
Okay. Before I say anything, I just want to tell you very much I appreciate what you're doing today and what you did in the immediate days following the announcement of the passing of former Minister Obi Bolshcom. God rest his soul. In the acknowledgments that you would have played and the acknowledgments that you would have defended in the things that he did as the minister or caused to be done or was pivotal in creating, who represented the constituency of West End and Bimini. And so thank you very much, Howard, for what you have been doing.
Absolutely.
I sincerely appreciate it. Well, for me, I've said a lot already about Minister Bolshcom, but I'll pick up on a little of what former leader of the FNM, Tommy Turnquest, expressed in Minister Bolshcom's aspirations, as well as what Prime Minister Davis expressed during the state service yesterday when he spoke in memory of Minister Bolshcom. He told the church that Minister Bolshcom always said to him, "I'm going to be Prime Minister one day, and I'm going to appoint you my attorney general." And the church cracked on that one, as it was very humorous. But I had the opportunity recently, Howard, to work with Minister Bolshcom very closely on the 13 WAM conference, which is an international Commonwealth Heads of Government conference that happened right here in the Bahamas, a conference where Minister Bolshcom was appointed the chairman of that conference. And of that organization in the important work that they undertake and they will continue to undertake. And one of the conversations I had with Howard was exactly what former leader Tommy Turnquest stated. He was looking to reinvigorate his public image. And let me tell you, Howard, that conference was an A1 par excellence conference that represented the country in ways that the stories are yet untold. And Minister Bolshcom, he walked around like a peacock, you know, a proud bohemian representing our country, full of life and full of energy, Howard. And so when I learned of the passing of Minister Bolshcom, it was a complete shock because he was looking forward to totally turning around the image of the National Broadcasting Corporation, ZNS, and the government or the state media, BIS. And I was looking forward to the work and the par excellence that he would have brought in reinvigorating both of those government entities. And so, as one of the persons who spoke from West End said, God knows best, I think it was a gentleman, your cousin Howard, who served as his campaign general and manager. And God doesn't make mistakes. And so on behalf of myself and my family, And just to put a note in there, Minister Wilscombe, in particular my dad, goes way back, their relationship, 30, 40 years mm-hmm. in politics. And so I consider him a family friend. And I had the opportunity through my father, God rest his growth and his involvement in politics over my young life in throughout the decades in watching politics. In any event, thank you for this opportunity, Howard. May Obie Wilscombe's soul continue to rest in peace and rise in glory, and my sincere condolences again to the entire PLP family, his cabinet and parliamentary colleagues, his constituents of the West End and Bimini constituencies, and the entire Bahamas on the whole, who appreciated him. Thank you again, Howard. Continue to work, and God continue to bless you.
Thank you, Man Anton. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it. We are really being able to get to the meat and potatoes of this contribution. I want to be able to play something right now from someone who sat here the day that we found out, but still wanted to kind of encapsulate his voice in this moment in time. I want to be able to play something from none other than Kevin Harris. Kevin Harris.
All right, my name is Kevin Harris. I had the privilege of serving as the Director General of Bahamas Information Services during the Hubert Minnis administration. Immediately following the 2021 general election, I was able to serve as personal assistant to the leader of His Majesty's Loyal Opposition. And during that tenure, I had the privilege of being in the House of Assembly on many occasions. And during those sessions, I would always see the late Obie Wilscombe. And he would always greet you with that warm smile as he passed by, tap you on the shoulder, letting you know I see you, and just giving you that real sense of being a true Bahamian champion in terms of his work for the people, but always just a kind person. I'll tell you one quick story I remember most about Obie Wilscombe. The leader of the opposition's office is right adjacent to the House of Assembly. And so you can look downstairs through the window and see the comings and going of the House. And there would be, on the days that the House would be, there would be many people that would gather looking for assistance from members of Parliament, cabinet ministers. And I would see most of them, most of the MPs, cabinet ministers, doing their best to quickly get to their vehicles because, you know, there's quite a bit of people to deal with. But, you know, every single time I saw Obie Wilscombe, he would never ever move away, duck, or try to somehow hide from those vehicles. Every time I saw him, would walk to his vehicle, engage in conversation with those people who came to get help, and he would never chase them away. And I will never forget that particular memory of Obie Wilscombe. He was just always accessible to the people. He never hid from them. And he was prepared just to walk to his vehicle, take his time, didn't run, see what their needs were, spoke to them, and I guess do the best that he could to deal with them. So I take that away the most. Here was a man who truly understood the meaning of servitude, being given the opportunity to serve in the House of Assembly. And so I want to send my condolences to his family, and of course also to the government of the Bahamas, to the Progressive Liberal Party, and to all of those who loved and really had a personal connection with the late Obie Wilscombe. One love.
One love is absolutely correct. It's for sure. It's the theme and the thread that continues to be able to pull this entire thing together to commemorate the life that was Obadiah Hercules Wilscombe. I want to go to Sheila on the line right now. Let me take Sheila on the line. Sheila, go ahead and give us your contribution.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. I wish to extend to the family of the late late Honorable Obadiah Wilscombe and family. This is coming from, I think it's only fitting that I extend it on behalf of the disabled community. My reason for doing this is that Mr. Wilscombe, in his very early days, we go way back, and he was the first reporter that I could recall whilst he was at more FM.
Mm-hmm.
He set up the hall in our ladies' schoolroom, and he invited me to bring all the disabled persons, all the persons with disability that I could, and he took time out to meet them and interview them. This was the first time that I met Mr. Bilscombe. Additionally, we worked very closely together, and in recent times, I knew that he was interested in changing the complexion of the disabled community. We didn't get a chance to do that, but I will always remember, in addition to all our conversations and discussions about persons with disability, the decal for persons with disability and he not wanting it to be a fee being charged for the decal and all that. He really wanted to change the complexion. However, I will remember the last time I saw him was at that seminar across the island, and we were discussing the affairs of women. As he was leaving, in his usual manner, he would greet everybody. He had this lovely smile on his face. I recall him bending over and kissing a young lady on her forehead. She was in a wheelchair. She's in a wheelchair. He kissed her on her forehead, and then he moved off, and he looked up and he smiled, and then he said to me, and I'll always remember that kiss. He looked at me, and he said, "Mrs. Kulmer, you don't have to feel jealous. I see you. I have your kiss for you." And he gave me a big kiss on my right cheek. I will always remember. But I didn't get that chance to help remold the lives for the disabled. He's gone, but, you know, the work we will carry on. Yes. Condolences to his family.
Thank you so much, Ms. Kulmer. I do appreciate you. I do appreciate your contribution and being able to put that on the table like that. It's always a wonderful thing to be able to hear about these things. I want to hear something from one of his cabinet colleagues that is new into this space and really kind of climbing up in seniority. Now the Minister of Energy and Transportation, none other than Jobeth Colby Davis.
I'm Minister Jobeth Colby Davis, Minister of Energy and Transport. And today was a tough day, having to say goodbye to my colleague. I consider Minister Obi Wilchcombe, the late Minister Obi Wilchcombe, like an older brother. He was extremely supportive amongst the many young parliamentarians. He always gave good counsel, wise counsel, guidance, and advice, like a mentor when it came to the rules and processes of the House of Parliament and just how to govern yourself. Most of our interactions were friendly banter as we sat. He sat in front of me at the House and he would defend the rules and then turn around and be a little mischievous and encourage me to defend the party. And so we played the good cop, bad cop many times, many days in the House of Assembly. But my last interaction with him was one that I would cherish forever, because I just randomly on a Monday morning, it was the week before his passing, I stopped over to the office of the Prime Minister because I had a quick question for the Prime Minister. And when I arrived at his office, Mr. Wilchcombe was there and Mr. Boleg was there. And so I said, "Oh, I'm breaking up this boys' party. I'm coming in now and breaking up this boys' party." You know, he always laughed and said, "Well, you know, the woman is ruling the world right now." So It ain't no breaking up to do. Y'all running things. You know, that was his comment all the time. Y'all women running things, man. You see how I have to set up the speakers in the house? You know, y'all women get the best spot because y'all just running the show now. And his support for the female ministers, parliamentarians, was evident in every single thing that he did. And it made us realize why he was such a great option to lead the social services, the gender affairs, and just be that oversight in things related to women, because he respected us and he showed that. So this morning when we went to bid him farewell and have our viewing, it was so funny that all of the women arrived on time, before time, because one thing he teased us about is our time. Women, y'all got to be on time now. And all of us, one by one, our cars were pulling up and we were jumping out. It was me and then Minister Moxie, then Minister Glover Rowe, then Minister Ramming, then Minister Hannah Martin, and then Minister Miller Bryce, Ambassador, Her Excellency. And so it just showed how all of us have that same story of what he did for us, even in our roles. And he's respected amongst colleagues, but across political parties. And he will be always remembered, always, always remembered for the work he's done in our country, for the work he's done in his constituency. And I had an opportunity today to thank his family for the time that they loaned him to us, for being with us, for serving his country so well, and knowing that it took time away from them. I'm so grateful to lift them up in prayer as God helped them through this period of mourning, you know, as the days go by, it gets a little bit more lonely. And so sometimes they'll have to sit alone and remember him. And so I want to just let them know that they'll always be in my prayers, and may his soul continue to rest in peace. He will be missed. One love, Obi.
It's the sentiments that is being shared today. Participate. I want you to be a part of that. The lines are open. I want to hear a little something from none other than the great Mighty Pencil.
Good afternoon, everybody. How are all is early?
All is well, man. Condolences to you also.
Thank you, man. Thank you. But I just want to say something quick about a very good friend of mine, Obi Vishkamal. I'll always miss him and cherish him in my life, because he made a big impactment in my life. Far as and I'll give you the story quick. He used to run Culture Club, and Bahaman was in there, and Bahaman had moved into 601. And he came to me one day and he said, I need to meet with you. And I said, no problem. So I went in the office to meet with him, and he said, I want to, right now, Phil Linden want me to go in the front line politics and be the, I could leave with this club and everything. So I want you to run the club. I said, no, Obi. I want you to give it to me in Terrible T, because Terrible T was my partner. So he said, okay, call Terrible T. So I called Terrible T. I said, I got a surprise for you, bro. So he came speeding up there. Obi called us. So we met in the office, and Obi said, listen, Phil Linden want me to run in front line politics. So I don't have nobody to give this club to, and I want to turn it over to you and Pencil. So Terrible D was like, you sure? He's like, yeah, this is what I want to do. Howard, Obi said, this is what Obi said, I'll never forget. Obi said, don't worry but no bond bill. Don't worry but the BEC bill. Don't worry but the rent. Everything from here on in is your loan. I'm talking the sound system, the light, the liquor, the staff, everything. Obi Richcom, that same Obi Richcom gave us everything. And Howard, we didn't spend
$1. I didn't notice.
I promise you right now, we didn't spend $1. Wow. Obi Richcom gave us the whole club. He said, gentlemen, don't worry about no bag bill. Don't worry about nothing. Everything in the boss is my own. I'm responsible for that. Moving forward, everything from here on in is your own. Just like that. Wow. So I will miss Obi. I had a few, I spoke with him about a week before he passed. I always go and check on him at the office, and we sit down and we talk about the day, the good old days and what's not. And he always telling me everything. So condolences to the family, condolences to the whole party, the government party, the ZNS crew, the whole crew. Because I, like I say, I know Obi a long time. And from my know him, even playing football with the Sunburners. I used to be the water boy for the Sunburners. And so I know with him playing football and everything. So I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss Obi.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Terrible T. Terrible T. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
Mighty Pencil.
Mighty Pencil. You can say Terrible T. I get it in my head now. Mighty Pencil. Pencil, I appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. You say Terrible T. I'm thinking Terrible T, Mighty Pencil, going all the way back to my days in the 90s, listening to 100 Jams in Freeport. T-Fin Signal doing our best. Listen, man, we do not know these stories. I mean, to think about being able to give a young black man an opportunity with him not having to come up with the capital up front is an amazing thing. These are the lives, these are the people, these are the contributions that we make. And you never know the story until you know the story. Let me give you a little something from my very good friend, none other than Piceville Forbes.
Today is a sad occasion. I join with family, friends, and fellow broadcasters from the Bahamas by extension and sing so long and farewell to a beloved friend of ours and the person of the Honorable Obadiah Hercules Wilscombe, former member of Parliament, broadcaster, and also a national hero in his own right. Obi was a broadcaster's broadcaster, professional in his approach, hardworking, well-read, enunciation, pronunciation was all there. His ethos was really that of hard work. He didn't count hours, early in the morning, late at night. That was Obi. For me, historically, it started back in the 1980s when I met him in Freeport, Grand Bahama, the Kipling Building. We were down there for a talent show. And they were the days when Zednes had lots of them. Boat crews, the list goes on. But everyone was talking about this guy, Obi Wilscombe, along with Lionel Dawson and Aldolet, the list goes on. Diana Swan was also there. Mr. K, Raoul Umbrister, Kieran Umbrister, all were there. He came down to Nassau in the late 70s. In the 80s, I met him officially here in Nassau. But I couldn't forget the old newsroom. But he and people like Shane Barnett, Carlton Smith once again, Kirk Smith, Yvette Stewart, Agnes Ferguson, Sophie Saunders, Niall Butler, Sophie Longley, Katie Longley, sorry. Also, Malcolm, Elaine Ferguson, Agnes Ferguson, Beverly Curry, were all there. And there was something interesting about this young man. Here I was in programming as a trainee announcer after coming out of the production department on air. But I noticed every weekend he never went nowhere. We played softball together on the Hillsborough Stadium back in the day. He played Commonwealth American football, played some basketball. But whenever you came here on a Saturday afternoon or Sunday after church, I didn't live right in McCullough Corner Mason's Edition area, he was always here in slippers, and the entire news team was around him. His work ethic was infectious. People loved him, a dry sense of humor. And there he was with the Peter Bowleg and Kirk and the guys and Rick Dane in the day, all having fun. Mike Smith was also there. He was a student of Pinling, and you know what Sir Lyndon meant to me. He was really the mentee to Sir Lyndon. He spent many days back at the old Las Palmas Hotel in South Andros with him. Has all of his notes, like former Prime Minister Hubert Ingham and also Perry Christie for the most part. All the newspaper and all the clippings, he has all of them. Loyal to a fault. Obi submitted himself to leadership. Not any kind of leadership, but real leadership. He was one of those persons, if he gave you his word, he did just that. The great conventions back in the day, putting booklets together for the PLP, the rallies, the list goes on. Here at the corporation. What I liked about him, he never was afraid to spend money. When everyone else would be nitpicking, you can go to him, and he always had big vision and big ideas and big dreams. Like the Opera, he was so adorned by back in the 80s. In the 80s and 70s, everyone would always talk about, you see the photographs of the big Opera. He was just a hell of a guy. He was also a strong Anglican, steeped in Anglicanism. But he worshipped across the political and religious spectrum. or you could go to an Anglican or Church of God or Church of God of Prophecy, a Roman Catholic or or Methodist Church, and feel comfortable and worship with them, even the Rastafarian faith, and go there and submit himself to their worship. Being a senator back in the 90s, and then once again being elected for the first time officially in 2002, we became even closer. And I would have been around the political arena and seeing the machinations, and Obi showed me the ropes from a distance, having a chance to visit this ministry at the Ministry of Tourism down at the Hilton Hotel back in the day. He was a very inclusive kind of guy, very passionate about Grand Bahama. They would miss their homeboy, the Honorable Obi Wilscombe. I think two of his proudest moments, in my view, would have been what he did with the Bahama. For the first time, I would have been one who would have been listening to Charles Carter back on the Young Bahamian Show and John Jefferson Scholar on Family I Knew Aspen Show, and coming to the corporation at the age of 19. I was always concerned, especially after my sojourn to the University of the West Indies, about the Bahamian cultural expression. I went to Jamaica as Soka Forbes. I came back as the hometown boy. Why? Because I saw the dogged determination of my Jamaican and Caribbean counterparts in expressing their culture, especially in song. Obi Wilscombe allowed me to see that, and I virtually wept on Clifford Park when I saw over 500 songs submitted for the first Bahamas Junkanoo Carnival. Now we see a whole plethora, especially of young women, performing, and we can go to concerts all night and listen to Bahamian music, first-class Bahamian music, produced on proper stage with proper lighting and sound, and also directors on stage. Obi Wilscombe was a first-class kind of guy. Secondly, would have been the efforts at the International Women's Conference on Paradise Island just a few weeks ago, and also dealing with the issue of gender affairs. That, for me, was a highlight. Here was a man who became comfortable in understanding and having a sense of empathy, fairness, women over the years in our Commonwealth, and the Anglophone Caribbean in particular, would have been ostracized and felt gracious to be there as their voice and to lead the charge. And even after an act would have been passed in Parliament, and all of the vitriol and the egregious comments that would have made on the talk shows and some of the printed media and on social media platforms, he stood and said, "Look here, the act is not perfect. We could amend it, but let's get the work done for the women." Bahamian women lost a champion and the untimely death of Obadiah Hercules Wilscombe. I had a chance just before I leave to be with him in late August at his back to school event in Jonestown. That crowd, that was like a mini Red Cross fair of the 1980s, headed by Dame Marguerite back in the day. The crowd was there celebrating and talking about the stories of Hurricane Jean and Wilma and Francis. Persons hugged him, some hugged me. It was a feeling of one love. That was his mantra. He was a servant leader. You're going to miss him. I'm going to miss my friend and brother and colleague. He taught me much. He gave me a binge and a tinge and a thing for reading. I thought I'd sell those little things, because I got to be lighthearted today of my deaf voice of crying. I'm saddened by his passing. I would not be going to see him lying in state. I wonder I would have known over the past almost 40 years. It was the Psalms 34 edition in the 18th verse that says, "The Lord is near the brokenhearted and saves the crushed the spirit." But also Proverbs 18 and 10 says, "The Lord is our strong tower." The family of the late Obadiah Wilscombe and the Z-Nest Broadcasting family in particular, here in New Providence and in Grand Bahama, we extend our condolences. We are all grieving, but we all live in hope today. I say rest in peace. We look forward to our brother, Obi, rising in glory. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Popeyes, get the chicken sandwich you love, but make it blackened. Marinated in Popeyes blackened seasoning, that is. Our new juicy filet is fried to perfection without the breading, served on a toasted brioche bun. Try it today as a combo or a la carte. Don't forget to choose your level of spice today at any one of our three locations.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach 0249.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
This is Fred Mitchell, Chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party. I met Obie Wilscombe back in and around 1977. I was then working at the Bahamas Information Services. Prime Minister Lyndon Thimling called me up and asked me if I would move from the Information Services to go to Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas to help them out in preparation for the royal visit that was coming in October that year. The Queen, Elizabeth II, now deceased, was coming to open the Parliament, similar to what happened with Cynthia Butter-Pratt last week at Nassau. So my job was to go and provide the background information for those who were doing the front pages. They were Charles Carter, Ed Bethel, Kelsey Johnson, all now deceased. And I later succeeded Ed Bethel as Director of News and then Director of News and Public Affairs of Broadcasting Corporation, which took me up to Freeport where there was a Northern service. And I met him there. And he was a sports reporter at the time. Quite a personality, quite engaging, a young man with a good future ahead of him. And I thought over the time I was director of news that he was being underutilized his talent, so I organized for him to move to Nassau. And when he moved to Nassau, he ultimately became the director of news himself, and then later assistant general manager. So that's on the broadcasting side. So. Again, in that period between 77 and 82, I was the National General Council member for what was then called the Clarence Town constituency, which was South Long Island. And I had to go down there in that capacity to run up, elect branches for the constituency. I took him with me. That was his first time in the Southern Bahamas. And when he got to Long Island, we went from branch to branch and elected branches during that time. I think Billy obviously had the public bug for politics because his dad, Jackson Wilscombe, was an activist in the PLP, one of the leaders of the PLP in Freeport. So it came naturally to him. And as a result of that visit and his later introduction to Lyndon Thimling, Prime Minister, they became quite close. And we know over the years developed a relationship as a result of being at ZNS and through the various campaigns. And so it was a natural fit. You know, ZNS is a kind of breeding ground for politicians. You got Kelsey Johnson, who rent who ran for the House and served in the Senate, who was a member of the House and served in the Senate, Ed Bethel, who became a diplomat and consul general. And now you've got Vaughn Miller, who's also in the House, and Paisel Forbes, who served in the House as well. So it was a natural kind of thing, and he was very successful at it. He served two terms as Minister of Tourism, developed a relationship with Barry Christie, who was Prime Minister, became a kind of amanuensis for him, kind of alter ego, quite devoted to West Grand Bahamut Liberty, and managed to serve several terms there, did a creditable job. I'm hoping that two of the buildings, well, he's responsible really for three major buildings, and of course the major investment in Bimini, of Resorts World, which has basically left Bimini in a state of economic bliss. And the three buildings are the George Weish Building, the administration complex in Bimini, and two, Gould and Holmes's Rock, and the administration building in 8 Mile Rock. And I think one of those buildings, well, the George Weish Building is already named after someone, but I think one of those buildings in West Grand Bahama ought to be named after him as a tribute, so I'll be trying to mobilize support behind that. Had a good relationship with him, competitive sometimes, surprised and shocked, really, that he's no longer with us. I went to the viewing of him today. Just seems very unreal to me. But life is what it is, and he's made his contribution. We'll do our best to memorialize the things he did and to pay respects to a person who was a good behavior, a great behavior. And may he rest in peace.
Nico Grant, a former member of parliament for the Lakaya constituency, Central Grand Bahama, served 25 consecutive years as the member of parliament for the two constituencies I've just mentioned. I consider my relationship with OB unique in that in 1971, I moved into Mayfield Park. He was just headed towards his teenage year, if you will, having been born in 19, to watch him grow. I had the pleasure of selling Obi his first two cars. And then in softball, he traveled with us when we started the what was to become the Bahamas National Softball Championships. Politics and you'd be aware that I succeeded him in 2007. I believe he inadvertently gave some figures as to arrivals, and I could recall the reporters really taunting me on the incorrect numbers. I didn't do it because as a business executive for many years, I know that sometimes you can make mistakes, and so I just let it fly. And then in 2008, I was moved to the Ministry of Works. He was not very kind to me, but his words actually motivated me. And I think my record as the Minister of Works speaks for itself. He had an occasion to again attack me as the Minister of Works. I presented the facts as they were, and he apologized. Ever since that, we had a wonderful relationship. And as you can know, he had the gift of the gab, and I affectionately called him Sweet Mug Billy. He always, whenever he spoke in public and I was present in his salutations, he referred to me as the senior man in Grand Bahama, commander of the British Empire. He called me to congratulate me, and he wanted me to know that I was undoubtedly West End most decorated son. Third of last month at Richie Adley's funeral, we exchanged pleasantries as always, and I was saddened to learn of his passing that Monday. But I should certainly like to take this opportunity on behalf of the Mayfield Park community, my wife, and myself to extend to to Obi's children, his siblings, his cabinet and parliamentary colleagues, and certainly the people of Weston and Bimini, our sincere condolences on his passing. May God grant him rest eternal.
Hi, my name is Diana Swan, and I worked with Obi when I was at the Bahamas Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas, I should say. I've known Obi just about all my life. I knew him before I went to ZNS. We grew up as family, calling his mother Aunt Mary. Obi was for the people. Obi was a mentor to so many of us, as well as a friend and brother to a lot of us. There are so many fond memories of Obi. One memory that I will always cherish comes from the storms that we had in Grand Bahama, and he decided to stay in West End. I'm the commissioner, or the assistant commissioner of police in Grand Bahama was Elliston Greenslade. All of the phone services had gone down, and we were communicating via radio, handheld radios, with Greenslade, and he indicated that he had to go to West End because he had lost contact with Obi, and because he was a government minister, he was responsible for his well-being. Well, he was going to go because Obi was more than a friend. He was, like I said, he was like a brother. And we rode to the corner of 8 Mile Rock, and we got picked up by, I call them payloaders. It has an arm, but they actually used them to clear vacant land. And so we stepped into the payloader, myself, Mr. Greenslade, a few officers, and a cameraman from ZNS Freeport. And we rode in that down to West End. And every time we came to debris, they would put it down, let us out, and clear the street. We'd get back into it. And once we got into West End, there was so much debris in the road that the guy said, you guys are going to have to walk from here. And so we decided, okay, we'll walk, we'll shout out his name, and he'll hear us. And so we started walking along, climbing over trees, shouting out, Obi, Obi, Obi. And in a distance, we could hear him saying, I'm over here, I'm over here. And it was right around the, we had just passed the West End Clinic, and that could tell you how far we walked. And he came walking over trees. And I can see him now. He, along with Hilton Bowleg, walked over the trees, climbed over the trees. And with tears in his eyes, he came over, he hugged me. And then he, Mr. Greenslade saluted him, hugged him. And he said, Minister, I had to come and look for you. And he said, well, you know. And then he began to tell us about what had taken place during the storm and that night. And he talked about how he went into homes and he helped people get out and he put them in the bus. And one home that he said he went into was a woman with a daughter who was paralyzed. And he said he lifted the young lady out of the bed. The mattress was already wet. There was water in the home. And he lifted the young lady out and he took the lady to the bus with the sea rocking the bus back and forth. He really cared for West End, and the people of West End loved him equally. And so he will be missed, Howard. There are so many stories that we can tell. There are just so many. But for me, I believe that all of us who tutored under Obi, all of us that sat at his feet, we take a part of him with us. Fortunately or unfortunately, I think I take the fire from him, the hot-headedness from him, the get up and go, that drive. But I believe that whenever we all get together, his legacy comes together. Every one of us that walk through the doors of the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas, each and every one of us that had the pleasure of rubbing shoulders with him. For me, it's very emotional because during COVID, I lost two of my brothers. Obi was like a brother, and it brings back a lot of memories. The night of the election, we shared a lot. We were on the phone for hours. And the things that he told me, I cannot divulge. But he fought for that seat and he won that seat. He went through a lot. And in one of the clips that I saw, he talked about the open heart surgery that he had. And at the end of that clip, he said he had an assignment. And I'm comforted to know that his assignment came to an end. He knew what the outcome would have been, but he completed whatever that assignment was. He completed it. And I am so grateful to him for having taught me what I know about him, but for what I know about life, because he was there to give advice whenever I needed it. I'd just like to say my condolences to all of his siblings, his immediate family, his children, and to everyone that came to know him. I offer my sincere condolences.
Here comes a champion from the West again. Everybody want to say, time to mark your X, time to wave your mind. You can see the flag waving up and down the line. Time to mark your X, time to wave your mind. Listen to the horn.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. There's three persons I didn't have a chance to be able to play. You guys forgive me, I'm going to be able to get to that. We'll definitely be able to commemorate your voices in this space. That's Robert Grant. That's Philip Hepburn. Please forgive me. So I just want to be able to make sure that we get all of there. I'm hoping that we did an exercise in humanity and understanding the civility and the precious nature of life and contribution. Ladies and gentlemen, salute to Obadiah Hercules Boschke. May his soul rest in peace and rise in glory.
In the darkness or run to the light. Time to mark that X. Time to wave your mind. See the people dancing down in the street. Everybody jumping, saying, who is the man?
Obi will score.
Who can run the line?
Obi. Obi.
With God, wisdom, and grace.
Obi. Obi.
He can run this place.
Obi. Obi.
This is serious time. Make sure all is getting right.
Time to mark that X. Time to wave your mind.
People everywhere, all over this land. Come on, my friend, it's time to take a stand.
Obi will score.
Who can run the line?
Obi.
Obi. With wisdom and grace.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.